priority is obviously safety. So we want to make sure that everybody is adhering to the regulations of wearing the required blaze orange so that they can be seen. Make sure that they're hunting on property with permission, and that they know where the other hunters on the property or neighboring properties, if possible, are hunting. Make sure they're shooting in safe directions, identifying their targets and what's beyond. Every year we have hunting accidents that involve misidentification of somebody maybe walking through the woods. We get that during turkey season and deer season, and it's totally avoidable, and you need to be paying attention and be positive of what your target is before you pull the trigger. Another thing to be aware of is if you're participating in deer drives, that's another situation that can cause a catastrophe. Make sure that you're well aware of where people are posted, meaning where they're standing, where people are walking, and have clear communication if you choose to do that. Just about every year we have tragedies come out of deer drives. So that can be a dangerous activity. I understand that the hunters, you know, feel that it's going to increase their success, but they need to be very careful when participating in those things.
As far as the hunting conditions through October, now into November, I know archery deer season, of course, started October 1. I know in terms of the harvest, the corn harvest, most of the crop is out of the ground now. So I'm assuming that should make for pretty good conditions if you factor in the weather to this weekend.
Should be a really good opportunity for hunters to be successful. We've had quite a few bow hunters that have been successful. There's a lot of big bucks that are running hard, and there's been a lot of success already. So definitely should be a good weekend.
And I know the other issue here is for motorists. We know when the harvest gets underway for farmers, deer are on the move. We know rut, and then we know firearm season kind of really gets the herd on the move. So that's an issue too here, not only this weekend, but really for much of the fall.
Yeah, absolutely. And in addition to watching out for deer running on the roads, because absolutely during firearm season, the deer get stirred up and they start doing things that they wouldn't normally do. So you do absolutely need to be aware of that. The other thing that motorists should be looking out for, especially in rural areas when they're driving at night, is oftentimes we'll have hunters walking down roadways to get to their vehicles or to get to a house. Both the motorists and the hunters need to be paying attention and aware, because we do on occasion have an accident involving a motorist and a pedestrian or a hunter walking down the roadway. So that's another thing that motorists should be definitely on the lookout, and the hunter should, you know, be responsible and step out of the road if a car is coming.